Ann Peters was one of three candidates interviewing for the open school board position vacated earlier in June. The District 1 seat was not supposed to end until 2020. Because she's appointed, Peters will have to mount an election campaign to win the seat in 2018, if she wants to remain on the school board. Her experience is in product design and business management. 17 years ago, she moved to Utah for a job with the Sundance catalog.
It's in design, product design, management. I've worked for some big companies, small companies, managed large teams, been on boards. So have a lot of the management background because of work.
She's volunteered in her son's elementary school and says she's ready to help with all the changes coming to the school district.
I just thought I could offer something to the district, my management style, but being a parent. I was a substitute teacher last year, so I'd spent time in the schools, have a new admiration for teachers, facilitators, the buildings, everything. To me, that was such a huge eye-opener, and just thought it'd be really great to get in there and work with some amazing people to help make change.
She's not intimidated by the many challenges the school district is facing. She says she's reading every night, talking with board members, and plans to get out into the community. She isn't ready to endorse a school facilities bond for 2017 yet, but as a substitute teacher, she's seen the overcrowding problems firsthand.
Being more of a mom and being in the schools as a sub, I would say the facilities. I think we're outgrowing them so quickly. Just having subbed in all of the classes, especially fourth grade, I just was like, the rooms are full. You know, you just look at technology and you see what everybody else has. And I think this community, which is outstanding and has the best of the best, deserves to have the best school. So I would say facilities, glaring issue.
New school board member Ann Peters can be reached at apeters@pcschools.us. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.